Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
You ever send your girl a meme where it's like some shit she does?
Yeah.
Like when your girl, blah, 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 and then it's exactly what she does?
Yep. Yeah.
My wife dies laughing every time. She's like, that's just like me. If she sends me that shit, I'm like... I don't even know why you got it. Like, all right, I get it. You can't just have a conversation like a grown-up.
Michael, you just tell me.
Yeah, like, this is mad passive aggressive. You ain't even told me this before.
Hey, no, go, go.
Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I will lie. Hello.
All right, guys, man, it's another Monday. Hope you had a good weekend and a good week ahead. You know the drill. If your boss is chatting shit, just push them back in the elevator and go to work. You know how it goes.
Yeah. You're going to get so many people fired. I swear to
you. Hey, listen, start with some Monday rage, man. It's necessary, man.
It's necessary.
Hey, man, if you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, in fact, click subscribe if this is your first time here. We promise that you'll have a good time if you join the party.
Yeah.
And if you're an audio listener, I'll leave a 5-star review. That's all we ask for over there. And if you're feeling generous, leave a comment. We're going to dive straight into it, man.
We'll talk about watches.
Should we start with watches?
Sure.
I know Tim is very curious over
there. No, bro, I'm curious. I'm pocket watching now.
Yeah.
I'm wrist watching because when I watched the special, I was like, okay, rose gold AP, okay.
That's nice.
Little prize
picks. Oh my God. We could get straight into it. I was like, in a special.
I said, no. You guys and the sponsors, I need to live out here and get my mum on one of those. What? I said, his mum's in the prize pick. Did she ask for a cut?
No. She's building a house that I'm hoping she'll let me help pay for.
Okay.
Hoping.
So she's good then?
So she doesn't like to take your money?
She's not good. She wants to work. So we had a lot of money at one point, lost it.
Okay.
My dad was handling the money. He wasn't so good at it. He had his own issues. And then my mom was like broke. So she just worked back. She's like, she doesn't honestly know how old she is. I don't know in Africa if they kept birthdays for you.
Some people don't.
Mom has really no clue. She's between 1956 and 1952 is her birth year. In that 4-year gap.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. You don't even really know. But anyway, she's whatever that 67 listed date, but she's still working a day, like a 9-to-5.
Nah.
She's like, I love working. It gives me purpose. And she kind of had to restart all of her everything.
Yeah.
And they're living in a little 2-bedroom apartment, which in London is probably not that crazy, but in the suburbs of Texas, so much land. This little tiny apartment is like, what are y'all doing? This is not. So she wants to build a house. I'm hoping she'll let me help pay for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is not for you. This is for me. So I can say, like, if I buy a nice watch, I don't want in the back of my mind to be like, I'm not helping my mom with shit.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You got those things there. You don't want people to
I want
be
you
like,
to let me be reckless in other ways so I don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm helping you pay for the house. So that's why I want to do it. And
something funny happened. It's not even that funny, but basically, there's a battle rapper, I think Murder Mook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Murder Mook.
They were looking at, his house got raided by police and he's doing like a video kind of showing that, oh, you guys should get out of here. And in the end, everyone's looking at his house like, is that how you live? So I'm like, Oh man.
Was it horrible? Was it wet?
Someone was just bad, like around the kitchens in the living room. The living room's like it's in the bedroom. Everyone was just onto him.
Remember when Redman showed his crib on
That was brilliant.
So everyone's just like,
I'm always fascinated by things that went viral before the internet.
Redman shit,
it's just literally word of mouth. There's no other way to, and then you had to see it when it came on.
Yeah. Right. MTV
you couldn't
cribs,
go pull it up online. You couldn't find the video. You had to wait and be like, oh shit, everybody's told me about this Redman thing. Let me
see, exactly.
His cousin was sleeping. And
he was in the hood.
I still think about the money box on top of the fridge. He's like, this is the money box if you need some money.
It's the fact that he knew MTV Cribs was coming over. Yes. He didn't think, let me just tidy this place up. Like, you stop, wake up, like, just go upstairs and go outside.
Well, I heard people would rent houses that they were
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not showing you my real house. I'm rich.
I'm not surprised.
Or you got to pretend you're rich and you're not that rich because you're in some shit deal or whatever.
Yeah, a lot
of the rappers will act like they got crazy loot, and from what I hear from academics, they don't really have crazy loot.
Oh yeah.
So, but if I can't be on Cribs with the real house, but Redman was like, I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's his only house or what, but he says that was his real home. And someone, he's when they're leaving, you know, everybody's like, leave, you can't come back. He's like, yo, you can come back if you want to. Doorbell don't work. You gotta.
That's a classic stuff.
But why I mentioned that was because, like, if you're going to like your mom's house, would you ever be like, all right, let me not like put this on camera because everyone might be like, oh, why is Akash's mom living like this?
Oh,
he's got a brand new AP, but
I don't,
you know what I mean?
I might, maybe I'd be shitty like that. I'd like to think I wouldn't, that wouldn't be the issue. I think I just don't want to put any of her stuff
private.
But you should know if I'm not.
Yeah.
You should be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? I might need that reality check. Normally, I try not to listen to people complaining too much.
Yeah.
But that, I'd be like, nah, you should get your mom something.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But the immigrant moms, I don't know about y'all, she won't accept. She hates taking any money from me.
No, that's different over here.
Very different.
She can't wait to take everything from me. Like, what?
Yeah.
Are you mad?
What?
The first job I got is when I was like, I heard, oh yeah, you're supposed to buy something for the house with your first paycheck.
Yes.
I was like, bro, I got like £200, bruv.
Yeah.
What you want in this house, bruv?
I couldn't believe it. You know what's so funny? They didn't even prepare you for it.
No.
Like, when you got your first job, they're like, yeah, and you're like, great. Then like 30 days later, they're like, so you know what we're gonna do with that first paycheck?
I'm like,
what do you mean? Like, this is the first time I've worked. I don't know the tradition. They're like, you have to spend it on the house.
That kind of frees you up. You pay the money, and then it's like, look, I don't feel any guilt ever.
You want it.
My mom is, she's like building this house, and she's like, I want you and your brother to have a place when I'm gone. And I'm like, I don't want to live in fucking the suburbs of Dallas. Like, you're doing this for no reason. I mean, Hindi would say zabardastise, which is like, you're just doing this for it's a waste of everyone's effort.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I'm all guilty. I'm like, well, I can't ever pay for the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all, they wanted the money. Once you get really rich, you're like, hey, you're paid off.
Yeah, you're paid off.
I gave you, I'll keep giving you a little bit, but there was no guilt being like, I need to give her more.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, no. African parents, they got a price. They got a price.
And it goes up as you go up.
No, but you can swindle them with children. You have
kind of.
They don't ask you for as much.
Yeah, that's a sibling
with no kids. So
she comes to you for the big,
That's married.
I got married.
But, oh, sorry, like,
that helps.
The wife, I need to look after my wife.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
How is that with, I don't know how similar y'all's cultures are. You're Nigerian.
Yeah, we're Nigerian.
Ghanaian.
Yeah. So them two, it's pretty similar.
Yeah. Very similar.
Yeah.
Like a lot of West Africa is quite similar. There's nuances, but
a lot of immigrant cultures are similar.
Yeah.
Because Indian culture, your mom and your wife, that's a volatile thing.
Really?
Oh my God, son, I didn't understand how crazy my mom was until I saw her interact with someone else who loved me. She's out of her fucking mind, dude.
Well, she's trying to outlove you.
Yeah, you think she's like perfect because she loves you.
Yeah.
And then this other girl comes and takes her from you.
Yes.
And she's like, who is this bitch?
I got that. Not completely, but I definitely felt... Huh? Yeah, I felt I could feel my mom a bit possessive over me.
Yeah,
like, there was an energy that I could see that it was very much like, what do you want here? What do you want with my son?
What I got was,
you know what I mean?
It was more for my wife that my mum looks after me too much. And I didn't like that personally.
Mummy's way.
Why are you hating
me? Get someone that loves you, man. What's wrong with you, man?
This
is what love looks like.
What's going on here?
You don't know what love looks like?
Oh, you're afraid you can't reach the bar?
I'm like, it's just food she made. What's going on? Like, I can't eat. Like, I have to make my own food. Like, I was getting upset. Like, I don't want to cook.
Yeah.
she's going to do it.
Absolutely.
I think a lot with, especially like women in this day and age, they're not going to be like the immigrant parents that are very like, their culture is like, oh, cook for the man or all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so
it's like.
I think a lot of women will think, are you thinking I'm going to be doing all that?
Yeah.
Because I will do some of it, but not all the time Do you know what I mean? But I definitely felt, it wasn't like a bad energy, but I saw, oh, this woman's actually very protective over me. But I never felt that. Before it was just you're in trouble at school, do you know what I mean? It was just that usual shit where you're maybe in trouble or whatever. But I felt that, oh, she actually wants to know that I'm going to the right person. She's assessing who I'm being with once she saw that I'm serious about my wife. So I did feel that. Not like, oh, what's this bitch doing here? But I felt a bit of like, oh, right.
My mom loves my wife, but if they're together too much, there's going to be little passive-aggressive comments. And I didn't catch it for a long time.
Mm.
But now I'm like, oh, I see what my wife is saying. There's little just like digs.
Small. Yeah. When the kids are there, like, I feel like I've seen like my mom make a comment. And like, you know, you're like, ah, man, I hope nobody else picked that up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're trying to act like it didn't happen. Like, your girl's too fucking stupid to know. She just got
it. You're getting the hair in the bedroom. What? When you go upstairs?
You're thinking shit.
Have you ever been insulted and not caught it?
You're just thinking, should I flip this table or not, bro?
She's thinking the same shit. And you're like, what? I used to be like, I don't think she said anything.
I'll tell you what.
She always says something.
I know in the special you said you're going for baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So all the best with that, by the way.
Thank you.
When the child comes, for all you guys, you'll feel it. That's when you'll see that whole sense of mum feels like she's at the top of the hierarchy.
She's raised children before.
Yeah. You don't know what you're doing. And then your wife has her own way of doing things because your wife's mum also is the top of that hierarchy hey, I'm more connected to this child than you are, but that's your mum's son. So it's like, there's this whole thing there. And like, I've seen my mum say something like, oh, like, what are they doing with you? Why don't you like wipe his nose? And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And dude, you're attacking the thing your wife is the most possessive over.
Yeah. And it's something really small, but I'm like, God.
Yeah.
We're going to have a conversation in the car.
This is
going to come up.
Have you ever
not looked forward to the ride home?
Yeah.
Like, you wish you could just Goku and just like instant.
Can we stay here?
And leave her as well. Like, just.
Yo, I'm leaking some family business, but my mom yelled at my wife so bad and I didn't do shit about it.
No.
We almost broke up over this, like 2019.
Yeah.
And then I had to learn, oh, that's my wife. That is now the priority. And I need to make sure everybody around me knows.
So I set
boundaries with my mom that it's like, yo, you can't.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I'll legit have to be like, don't do that. And you have to fucking, you know, the dog whisper when you in the moment. That's how you got to do your mom.
When it happened.
Hey, mom.
When it happened, though, you see when she was shouting at her, did your wife look over at you like, so what are you going
to
do about
this? No, dude, we were both shocked. And my wife was just like, ready to fucking cry and melt out. You gotta nip that shit in the bud.
Early.
That's the priority. And then everybody else, you still matter to me. And I had to tell my mom, like, you're still a great mom.
Yeah.
But this is it now. And
you have to accept this.
Very simple question. It's been asked before, but it'll be interesting to see your thoughts.
Oh, that's crazy that black people say axed in the UK too. That's wild.
Say what?
Axed.
Yeah,
that's wild, bro. That's transcontinental.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
That was a tough one for me, to be fair. I just ignore it. But you're getting in the car.
Yeah.
Does mom ride in the back or the front?
My mom prefers the back.
Okay, she prefers
like
the back.
Super anxious.
Cool.
Doesn't want to see the road.
Wifey's up front.
Yeah.
But everyone, wifey up front.
For me, my mom's up front now. She's got a bad knee. So she it's easier
medical
for her.
Excuses are fired.
Yeah, so medical excuses are fired.
So she's out there cranking the bottom joints. So your wife's
because you know my wife is short, bruv. Like, she don't need space.
Now here's how you see, tell your wife sit on your side, where the driver's side is, because that's the safest side of the car. So you're like, I value your safety. And meanwhile, this bitch don't know she in the back, bitch.
Yeah, that won't fly. It's her decision. That's the thing. With speaking to my wife, I need to make sure that it's her decision. Do you know what I mean?
So you have
to do the Jedi mind trick.
You have to make it like,
so she'll be like, I'm going to spin the back.
Inception. Spin the top.
Yeah, otherwise it's an issue. Like, my wife don't take orders.
No. So you didn't marry a white girl?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, me neither. That's G's up. It's rougher that way. It's a fight, though. It's better, but it's a fight all the time. Yeah. And listen, yeah, no,
she doesn't like being told what to do. Like, even if it's like something small, like I can't just tell her, like, pick that up.
Mm.
That's impossible.
that you have to work your way around it.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you tell her?
Oh, your trousers were on the floor or something like there's a way around it. But majority of the time, I do it myself. I'll be real.
Yeah,
I just forget.
You ever get, what are you trying to say? You ever get that?
No,
I'd be getting that.
No,
what are you trying to say?
Yeah. Because she knows what I'm trying to say, and she knows why I'm not saying what I'm saying. Because she knows who she is.
My shit is ongoing.
Yeah.
It's not tit for tat, but it is. It's like, she'll tell me something, yeah, and I'll be like, okay, I told you that 2 weeks ago, so now I'm waiting for her to make that mistake again.
Right.
To bring it back, and see, you do it too.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But then I forgot I did it yesterday.
Yeah.
So now
she let it slide yesterday.
She let it slide. That's the worst one. When she let it slide and you think I've got
that's
her.
A losing game because they remember every fucking mistake you made in your life.
Everything. I did do that yesterday. Or I didn't spread the clothes. I always forget to
do you
take
know what spread the clothes means?
No, I had no clue.
You see? That's
take
not common
out of the dryer,
terminology.
I guess?
The washing machine.
Yeah. Oh, and then like to dry.
Yeah.
Because y'all only do the dryers. Okay.
So I always forget to spread the clothes. Like, I wash it.
Oh, I do that too. I'd be leaving that shit in there overnight.
For me,
stinks.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I've ruined it, man.
Every time in my mind, I'm like, there's an easy solution here.
You do it.
What the fuck you think? You know what I mean? I can't say it, but.
We're a team. Shit.
It's a solution there.
That is always in the head, but you know, you cannot fucking say that.
Nope.
Shit. There's no way you can say, so why didn't you just do it?
No, I have that argument. Shit. That's the one argument I have a lot. Like, say, for example, she wants something to eat or we're going to eat something. Yeah. And I'll be like, yeah, you decide. Because I know whatever I say I want to eat, you're probably not going to want to eat it. So it's like, you might as well just pick, instead of me spending time finding what we're going to eat for you to say, nah, I'm not feeling it. Mm-hmm. Just tell me what you want. Mm-hmm. So we always have this same argument, like picking holidays, looking at houses, because we're looking at houses again.
Yeah.
Like, houses that we're going to buy next year, apparently. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
You don't just play along, though.
I was just like, yeah, cool. Yeah, we're going to do it.
Turn on the laptop.
Yeah.
It's not a job you do on the phone. There's things you get the laptop out for.
Yeah.
Pretend you're serious.
Yeah.
Get a laptop out.
She told me I need to start thinking of the locations that I'd be happy with.
Sure.
But I'm like, but regardless, I told you once
before.
What a
fucking farce that is. Yeah. Don't act like if I choose a location you don't like, we're going
to
live there.
We're not going to.
Yeah. We're not
but
going.
If you pick a location I don't like, I'm probably going to live there.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Has it got bedrooms, a garden?
Yeah, that's fine.
Electricity, I've tried this a couple times and I think it works relatively well. If my wife gives me two options, I tell her I like the one I don't really like because I know she can pick the other one. And I'm fairly certain I've tried it and it's worked. But like, hey, do you want to go eat Chinese or Italian? I hate Chinese food. I'll be like, let's go Chinese. I've been craving Chinese. She's like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling Italian. I'll be like, I knew it, bitch.
My wife, she's done me. I used to go off price. So now she don't show me the price no more.
Oh, yeah.
She'll show me too. And I think she does it on purpose, that she shows me a shit one.
And a good one.
I go for a good one. I see the price. It's all £400 more. I'm like,
Jesus. Yeah. That's what you get done.
I have to give her a budget all the time. It depends. What she tells me she's shopping for, I say, okay, you got £400.
Otherwise, she'll go crazy.
Does she'll go crazy. No.
Yeah, they never stick to it.
There's always a £750
option. No, but you set it a little lower than what you think is reasonable, and then you let them exceed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the move.
Yeah.
If it's £400, give her £300. If it's £400, be like, all right.
And she's thinking you did a great thing, extra £100. Yeah. Nice. Oh, I knew as soon as I watched the special, we were going to have this father's, husband's
100%.
Meeting.
100%. I was like, this is perfect.
I'm going to vent.
This is a responsible conversation we're going to have that might get us divorced. You know what I'm saying? But like, we'll all be happy because like, we share something, right? We'll gather at Akash's house and just look at his AP and say, oh my God. Look at where we are now.
What? Oh, man. Yo, on big purchases, you got to just, what is it better? It's better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Yeah.
If I want to watch.
Yeah.
Get in the watch and then after it'll deal with it.
Yeah, you deal with it later.
That can't happen.
But wait, on a big purchase or of a watch, do you have to get them
to approve
a bag? No, a bag or...
Honestly, my wife is very cool about me spending money. I spend way more money on me than she does on her.
Right.
And she really is. I give her credit for this because we all work hard.
Yeah.
I work a lot and she sees that I work a lot. So I think she's like, look, if he wants, and if the watch, it's like, look, this is an investment.
It's an investment. There you go. Yeah, there you
if
go.
I bought some, like, a bunch of watches that are just going to stay the same in value or go down, she'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Largely, she trusts me with big purchases. But then I am like, because she's so cool about it, I'll get her jewelry or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to be dollar for dollar, but you need to feel taken care of.
Balance it out.
What's the better investment in America at the moment, watches or houses?
Buddy, houses just keep going up. It's like the barrier to entry to, we were looking at houses too. And like the barrier to entry is crazy, dude. Houses that were like, my wife and I were looking at a house that's probably like $130,000. Now I'm old, I'm 39. So whatever, I'm doing the old thing. But it would have been like $130,000 probably when I was like 18 years old. It was $900,000.
Wow.
And it's just like,
crazy.
So houses, the value keeps going up. But
yeah. The
thing with me for houses, I'm not as keen on it because you got to pay for the upkeep. That's money. Yeah. You got to pay the property tax. You got to pay the interest on the
loan. There's a lot of barriers.
So to me, it's,
The watch is easy.
Watch is one time purchase and I'm done.
If they allow you to buy it,
I'm not spending any more money on this. This is bought, it's done.
But then are you doing gray market then?
No. This is actually, I got in London. Shout out to Jimmy.
Shout out to Jimmy
at FP Jorn.
Yeah, man. Jimmy, give us a shout. And a good discount.
Shout out to Jimmy. But you said you got something else, which I won't say just in case you don't want that to be out.
That's for my guys in Long Island. Shout out to London Jewels.
Right.
Yeah.
So
then
that's what I'm saying. Is that gray market as well? Is that fresh new?
That's new.
What?
Got it. But this guy had Bulgari, he had Cartier, he had Chanel jewelry, he had like all Van Cleef, all the brands that I know my wife would love.
Yeah.
So like we were saying, when the special dropped, thank God for Prize Picks, honestly, because I pushed.
Hey, this ain't your fucking podcast to be doing fucking ads for Prize Picks.
No. No, but I financed a special myself, which I thought would be like, I don't know, 30, 40,000. It was almost, it was like.
Oh, man.
So
very well produced, though.
Thank you, man. I'm very proud of how it came out. But when it came time to put it out, it's like, look, the streamer was like kind of being, the one streamer we were interested in was kind of being like, maybe 2025. And I was like, I'm not waiting. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So Prize Picks was there and then that helped pay for everything. And I
got you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's why Prize Picks. Yeah, great. And maybe we'll bleep the exact amount, but
Yeah.
So, but anyway, once it dropped, she had been putting up with me just being fucking unavailable for 6 months straight.
Yeah.
We'll do our date nights, but barely. And I was like, let me get her some jewelry. And then when this guy had the Bulgari and all this other stuff that I thought she would like, I bought her a couple pieces that were nice. That I felt better about. So when I went in there, he hooked it up and he took care of me. It was great.
I love that. I love that. I've got some shit.
I like the way it was edited though. When I clocked, right, Surprise Picks, I was like, okay, how are they going to fade it back in? It was smooth. It was smooth still. But
that's my guy, Kevin, who films and edits everything. That was his idea. He was like, yo, we should get your mom calling during the special.
And you
being like, what the fuck, mom? And we can fake the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we did that. I was like, oh, the second one should be my wife. It just makes sense. Those are two women in my life and they would both do this exact thing. And then honestly, they're both better actors than me, which is a little annoying. So we filmed that and then I was happy with how it came together. And then there's a lot, probably like 30% of the comments are like, dude, who puts ads on specials? And I was like, if you only knew how much this fucking cost.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I can't lie when people are like,
what's
up with the ads? I'm like,
it's on YouTube.
Bro,
like, if this was like a Netflix or something, then I'd be like,
behind the paywall,
I'd be like, whoa, what's going on here?
But it's on YouTube. Someone hit us with we sold out because we're doing ads. I was like, are you new to...
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
I don't even... How do you think content works?
Yeah. Even then you have to ask, how much have you given me?
Yeah, you know what?
Because you see all of this shit. How much have you given me?
Do you know how much the studio session was?
Crazy.
By the way, if we were charged this amount in London, nobody would have a podcast.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
it would be, I was in shock when they said, so yeah, this is how much it was per hour.
I think this is one of the more affordable studios, too.
Imagine that.
Slightly.
Is it?
Slightly, yeah, in comparison to some of the other things we look
relative
at.
For quality, yeah.
Yeah, quality, definitely.
I can see that.
Good studios, good man. Quality. If you come to New York, come check out these studios.
This city is dumb expensive. Yeah, I feel like London's more expensive with real estate, and pretty much everything else is reasonably priced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. That was my feeling when I went there in December. You know, I fucking love London, dude. I want to live there so bad.
Right.
I want to live there.
Yeah, you were saying.
Oh, we were talking about. Yeah, that's a big reason. That's a big fucking reason. Yeah. They got very uncomfortable when you said that, but I was immediately like, yeah.
Yeah. You look. Well, not
is
you,
there not
but
many
there's
Indians?
Tons.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
So, and here's what's fire is the culture is much more like the term they use for each other, y'all might have heard, is upnas.
Upne,
which then that means.
Can you believe that a black person taught us that?
Yeah.
Which one?
His name is
Mist. Mist on the song with
Yeah.
47.
No, before that. Though.
Before that, yeah.
Yeah, he was saying upnas and carlas.
He's from Birmingham.
Where there's mad.
Yeah. So he had that in one of his first songs. I was like, I have no idea what he's talking about.
But I didn't, because that's the ownership of saying, oh, that's one of ours. He's an upna. That's ours.
Okay. Right.
I thought that was so fucking fire, just the verbiage. Like, that's ours.
Yeah.
We're all together in this, like, as one. I was like, man, I thought the brown culture there was amazing. I love the architecture. Yeah. I love, like, you guys might not see a ton of skyscrapers. I see them everywhere in Manhattan. I don't see a lot of old, like, European style, like, the Tower Bridge. You're just walking along and it's amazing.
Okay.
It's so cleaner. Funny how somebody that doesn't live there sees it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Tower Bridge just reminds me of traffic. I just think of traffic when I'm at Tower Bridge.
What? I love it, dude. The whole vibe when I'm there, I'm like, this is where I need to be. Every time I'm like, this is where I need to be.
There's more areas in London that are slower than, like, the majority of New York feels fast.
Yeah.
And a lot noisier.
Yeah,
but I don't mind it. I like it.
You like the noise?
I don't mind it.
Interesting.
I like New York. But let's do an introduction, man, so they know who we got in the building.
For sure. Nighties Baby Show. My name is Temi Akubi.
I'm Fred Santana.
Got a shoot in the house.
Come on.
Like I said, he's getting shot today. He's not shooting.
Come on.
He'll pick it up for his wife. Day. He'll make sure he picks that stuff up for his wife as well. Be a good husband. Nigga overseas, underseas, or God in it, whatever
really
God.
Overseas.
It's my nigga VP in the cut. That's a scary sight.
Yo.
We got Upna in the house.
We got Upna in the house.
He's one of ours. All right, big comedian, big podcaster, married.
Yes, sir. Yes,
mean watch collection.
Thank you.
That we've heard about.
Thank you.
We've got Akash in the house.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Do you prefer to say Akash or Akash? Because I feel like they say Akash.
Akash is how I say it.
Right.
But like my wife's family says Akash.
Akash.
Punjabi people. I'm not Punjabi, but they say Akash. I don't know what the difference is, but I say Akash.
Right. Got you.
So either one seems to work.
Got you.
Thank you
for coming through, man.
Hey, thank y'all, man.
Shout out Alexis as well for putting
it together. Shout out to Alexis, dude. I love Alexis. So anything he reps, and I love this. This is so cute.
Yeah.
One of our members said we should get a mini one for like when
it's just because y'all don't play American football.
Not at all.
We do, but we not as much.
You do like, watch it? Do you care about it at all? Or is this
actually.
We care about Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, I care about Super Bowl. As in the halftime show.
Yeah, I care about the World Cup. That doesn't make me a football fan.
Yeah, exactly.
I got Madden. He's like,
huh?
Yeah, I played Madden.
Yeah, we played Madden.
Oh, you got Madden? All right, fair enough. I just thought this was like, you guys are trying to make us feel at home.
No. This isn't for you, unless you say something silly. Then you get the helmet.
I'm good for now. Maybe we'll get there. My wife don't want more shit in the house.
No, you don't take it home.
Oh.
Just for the podcast.
Oh, I get to wear it or what?
You get
if you say something stupid, you wear the helmet.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay, that's fire.
All right, I'm with that. Right. You're gonna get onto something. I was gonna go into like family business.
Because we were just talking about like wives and getting presents and stuff. I messed up before I came.
Oh, what
to
did
New
you
York.
Do?
What happened?
I messed up, man.
It was her birthday.
It was so I did so well on the birthday.
Looked like it.
I did so well on the fucking, but you know when you're thinking, I'm a good boy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought he was going to get some tonight.
He's going to get some.
I was like, I'm a good boy. I've done well. And there was a point where she even said, I'm a bit of a control freak. So I don't know if like with like your missus' birthdays, sometimes they feel like you're not planning it. Yeah, so they start to be like, so what are we doing?
And
they start
my to wife's like day. Panic. She and they're like, loves
so
her birthday.
What are we doing? Are we still going here? Are we, yeah, so yeah. What's happening? Have you sorted out the childcare?
Yeah, yeah.
If they start to get any wind that you're not sure or it's not planned, they start to plan it for you.
Yeah.
So then on the Friday, she was like, on the Saturday, she was like, oh, I'm going to go get a massage. But I was like, I was planning to do that. But I was like, it was fine. I'll cover it. She said, no, it's fine. I'll cover it. I said, cool, no problem.
She got the massage. Massage on her back.
Right. But that was because she thought I wasn't planning anything. But I was like, it's fine. I've got the rest of the day. Cool, no problem.
Y'all got separate money?
Yes. But that's we got money
so
together
not
as well.
African.
You think so?
What? I would assume y'all got the same money. That no. seems like
we,
a Western
we have like
thing.
A joint account, but then I've got my money, which I get paid into and pay bills that's from and all that stuff. Seems so have you guys got the same money?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of trust.
Now, I feel like that's an American thing, you know. I honestly think that's an American
that's
thing.
That's a lot of trust.
In the UK, was
my mom always told me.
Is it a tax thing?
No, well, you do get, I guess, you get better tax benefits if you're married filing jointly.
Yeah.
But my mom always told me with Indians, and this is what I have seen with Indians, especially the like a doctor, the dad will be the doctor, and then the uncle will be the doctor, and the auntie will just run the office, manage everything.
Yeah.
And my mom is like, I don't know if it's cultural or religious, but she says the husband makes the money, gives the wife the check, the wife handles all of it.
Yeah, I've heard that. And I think I was listening to 50 Cent's book, and he was like, how his granddad knew he doesn't have money, but so his grandma didn't ask for shit. He was like, here's my check. This is how much I earn.
Yeah.
So don't fucking come to me with, I want this shit. You know how much I've got. So take that shit and do what you want with it. So she got the massage because she just thought we were just going to go out to dinner in the evening. And she was thinking, oh, I thought we was going out the whole day. I was like, no, because you're doing shit tomorrow. So I'm not going to do fucking shit before.
Oh, but she didn't know
tomorrow. But I said, that's fine. Cool. Went out to eat. Got her a bag. That was nice. Then she went out. She went to a hotel, got a
you
nice spa day away.
Her
old, she had a YSL bag. That
okay,
was nice.
There we go.
That was,
yeah,
that was
yeah.
nice.
Come
that
on,
was
man.
Nice.
Pat yourself on the back a bit,
nice.
Man.
Mortgage ain't getting paid this month, but it was a good one. I felt really good. I felt happy. I felt like she deserved it. Two kids, and you know she's done a good job, a really good job. But she went to a hotel the next day. Her thing was to kind of get away from us. That was her present, which I felt was kind of mad. I feel a bit upset about that, but I understand it.
You want to
get away from us. Yeah. Like, you want a nice, like, sleep away, which we happen to get sometimes. Like, we'll go somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, cool, makes sense. And then the day before we flew out, I had a decision. It was, she was going out on the Monday, went to brunch, came back. She came back late. Mm-hmm. And I was playing Call of Duty before.
Oh, no.
Before she got in.
Okay.
I had a choice to continue playing and like do my weekly challenges and shit.
You didn't have a choice.
I had a choice.
Oh.
I thought I had a choice to continue playing.
The worst decision.
This is the worst decision.
And then she was like, oh yeah, you coming up. And I was like,
oh, you even got the, are you coming up? That's come on, man.
I was like, yeah, give me one more game.
One more turn into five.
Oh my God, we went ham that day. I unlocked all the guns. Oh God. And then the next day before leaving, it was in the car as she was dropping me to the station. She was like, I was upset at you yesterday. I was like, why? Then she did that shit. I was horny yesterday. And then,
you even gave it up.
And then she was like, I don't get it. You was flying out the next day. Why wouldn't you think about that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I was like, I don't know. I actually don't know.
You didn't think you were going to get
I was thinking of guns instead of fucking sex.
How old are you?
31.
The energy's starting to go, dude. It's just, you're getting older.
I think so.
He's actually thinking, do you know what? I'm not in the mood to have sex today. But the thing is, I'm not there yet at that level where I'm like, I'm not in the mood, but she is, so we're not having sex.
Yeah.
That's impossible. I don't know when she's next going to be in the mood, so I better take this opportunity
mood,
bro.
It's like, in my head, I was like, how the fuck did nothing to have sex before I fly away?
That's crazy.
I look like I'm going to cheat.
Yeah, it looks like you're saving up.
It looks like I'm saving my energy. I look like I'm going to cheat. But anyway, we got proof down with Akash.
Yeah.
That's true.
And the boys, that's I ain't true. Cheating. But yeah, I messed up with that, but I love you, babe.
Yeah, man.
You got to give her the bag after you fuck up.
I gave it too early, so now shit's canceled.
Yeah, I love acting up before I give her a nice gift. That's my favorite shit because I know I'm getting out of this.
I'm
getting out of this soon. I'm an asshole.
I'm bad at birthday planning, man. Because I don't like birthdays.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care for my birthday.
Because you're a grown man.
Yeah. Like, that much. Yeah. Like, girls be, at first it was my birthday weekend, then it stretched to a week.
Now it's a month.
Now it's the whole star sign.
Celebrating
for the whole star sign.
We got to draw a fucking line somewhere. Birth week, I'm already like, are you out of your goddamn mind? It's a whole week. What is this?
I didn't want all of that attention.
Yeah, getting ridiculous.
Yeah, the one thing that I know I need to get is a cake. If she doesn't have a cake, then I'm in trouble.
You see, I thought that...
My wife is a card.
Oh, is it?
I thought that. I got her, like, the mini card inside the bag and all that kind of stuff. She was fun because that was a bag she's always wanted. So I was like, I was good with no cake.
Okay,
but I did think at one point, shit, imagine I do all this and she wanted a fucking cake.
A woman will see
all this glitz and glamour and be like, what the fucking cake?
Yeah. Oh, that's my wife. Man. That was the first time I discovered, like, her first birthday did it all. Took her to apartment in Canary Wharf areas and then places there. And then I didn't have a cake. And she was like, so how's it my birthday? There's no cake.
There's nothing to blow on.
There was something to blow on.
Her birthday.
Her birthday. I did well. I deserve a treat too.
This is my first relationship. So I didn't know women cared about their birthday. So on my first birthday with my wife, we were dating. I got in the biggest fight with her. And I was like, I don't give a fuck if it's your birthday. Grow up, dude. You're in your fucking 20s. You still care about your... We can't fight because it's your birthday?
Yeah.
What the fuck you think this is? I was so wrong.
I've hit my wife with not like a fuck off, but like a young fuck off, man. just fuck off, man. Because I was planning some surprises and shit.
Ooh.
But she's bugging me like, where's the surprises? And they were literally at the door.
They don't like surprises.
So now I'm opening the door for the surprise and like it's like nah, just leave me alone, bro.
Yeah.
I've had enough of your shit. I'm not even excited about this anymore.
Yeah. I felt like a real boss at the table because I decided at that point when I gave her the bag, I decided to have a sit down with her. What did we learn? I told you I got you covered, right? Look at this bag. Haven't you always wanted this bag? Don't fucking panic next time.
Say, I'm up. This podcast shit is working. Bro. I told you.
Don't fucking panic next time. And she was just like, yeah, okay. Okay. I felt so
good. You know, I'm some Jody and baby boy shit.
Yeah.
Go make me a sandwich, man.
Go make me a sandwich. That seems crazy, you know?
Yeah.
That was DV and
That's
sex in the same
movie,
place. It was crazy when you think about it.
Wild movie.
Yeah, then
let me smell
you ate her out.
He's wild.
Yeah. Let me sniff your dick. So you was gonna get onto family. So
you one brother, any other siblings?
One brother, but Indian family, every cousin is a brother. So then I have two cousins that we are close to, so I consider them a brother and a sister. Yeah. They might say cousin, and I might say it, but it's like, nah, that's my brother and sister. Mm.
Did you all live in the same house?
No, they live like 3 hours away, but we would go there. Probably once a month, and then most of my summer would be there. My spring break and their spring break were different. Mm. I would go to their house. They would still be at school, and then I just wait for them to come home.
Cold.
Cold.
That shit.
Yeah. The one I was closer to growing up was like 2 years younger than me. So it was like, he's basically my brother. We're basically the same age. And I think my mom wanted me out of that house a little bit more and in there because that uncle was like a doctor and it was, you know, like a great dad, father influence.
Yeah, close. Because I was going to ask, obviously, like, not that we all had our own bedrooms, but we had our own beds, innit? Like, did you lot share bed sheets in that?
No, or did you have your own bed.
You shared bed?
Yeah, for a while.
To what age?
It goes up and down because it was like, I shared beds when I was young and then grew up, got my own bed, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't even a bed we shared. So in my living room.
What was it?
It was like, remember my living room became a bedroom?
Yeah.
And we had like a double bed and a single bed and we had
put it together.
So it wasn't like we were on the same bed, but...
You understand.
The hotels, they just pushed two singles together.
But I had a double and the single was next to it.
Who was on the single?
My younger brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why did you push them together?
Why not? There wasn't that much space in the living room with three beds in there.
More bed than room at the same.
How many siblings do you have?
It wasn't a lot, but we had, it was me and my brother, my younger brother. And at the time, I don't remember if my older brother was there, but obviously we had lodgers. So people to help pay the rent. They took the actual room. So it was like, all right, cool, let's
highest
have the...
bidder.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you're my blood, but yeah. He's keeping the lights on.
Exactly. And I'm there like, you keep the lights on because I want my money, bro.
Jesus, because but what also pissed me off about beds and bed sheets recently is these hotels, you know the way they tuck the...
I hate
that. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's tough it's in New tough. York. It's well tucked.
You gotta, before you get in, dead ass, like, untuck everything. Go all three sides and then just untuck.
But crazy. That's not manly enough for me.
I need to use your foot.
I need to feel like Thor.
It wasn't coming out.
Nah, don't go, bro. It's too. It's
New
too
York close. Tuck it differently. Like,
I was kicking it.
I had to get out.
I need to make sure that shit came out.
Bro. Fuck is going on, man? Shit was crazy. But do you know what else? Remember that when we was in the Uber? Mm. And we heard the advert about the leg. Well, the guy got his leg blown off or something. He's like,
if you, it's like 0800 leg or something like that. Man, what is this crazy. Shit, bro?
You guys are horrible people. Honestly, it don't make sense how you commercialize everything. Like, whether it be pain, suffering.
Yeah.
It's like, but they always put it in the number. That's what's annoying about it.
Yeah.
0800 upset. Like, imagine you have to dial that shit. How do you dial that shit?
Is it like the old school keypad?
There's letters on the numbers. Y'all don't have that?
Yeah, so, but like,
is it what? Like, do you dial the first number of the... Do you dial the number that the letter's on?
Yeah.
So
like, if it's 1-800-AKASH, the A's on the 2, so I'd put the 2.
Yeah.
And then the K would be 5, so I press 5, then 2.
So you don't have to press like 5 twice?
No.
Okay. Because that's what I thought. I thought it was going to be like, okay, 5-5.
It's just an easy way to remember the numbers.
Right.
But that's capitalism shit where it's like, yo, we want a number to stand out. So
1-800-LAWYER,
if you need a law firm, well, that's just the easiest number to remember. I'll never forget
that's
that.
It's kind of sick, though. I won't lie. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, man. Yeah. I liked in the special way you were talking about arranged marriages.
Yeah.
Because, of course, culture-wise, when the outside, when you look at culture, it looks fucking crazy.
Yeah.
When you look at someone else's culture.
Yeah,
but to them, it's fine. Do you know what I mean? So it's like... I'm not going to say we, but definitely not in my family or in Nigerian culture do you hear a lot about arranged marriages. But like you said, you love it. Like you like that.
Well, I just don't like the shame in arranged marriages or like the I would never get an arranged marriage. I was on an arranged marriage website and then my mom's greedy ass would just, every doctor, she was like, that one.
You guys sat down by the laptop.
So she wanted you to have a sugar mama, basically.
Basically, yeah. Now, my mom was always like, I don't care what race she is, as long as she's pretty and she's educated and rich. Educated means rich.
Yeah. So basically, rich class. She's rich, I'm rich.
I tried that, but I just don't like the, like, oh, I would never. Oh, no, we don't do that anymore. And it's like, no, it still happens. It's not as prevalent. But to me, growing up, I saw people in love marriages. I saw people in arranged marriages. And it's about 50-50.
Yeah.
The arranged marriage people didn't get divorced. Mm. But half of them are probably unhappy and should have been divorced. And then half of them seem good.
Yeah.
That's probably the same for like love marriages here. So that's my whole point is like, it is what it is. It's about the two people. How you get married is not... Now, I will say, if you're in a shitty arranged marriage, you're like, this wasn't even...
Yeah.
Like, my dad was a crazy arranged marriage with my mom, where my dad didn't even know he was getting married until his wedding day.
Damn.
Much less have a say. A lot of times you'll meet once or twice.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do we want to do this? My dad didn't get through that at all.
Crazy.
So for him, if he's in America and he's not doing well, he didn't understand America. He would have been so rich in India, so successful in India. Didn't. So to him, I think that would bother me more, where it's like, dude, I didn't even make the mistake of coming here. It wasn't even my choice to marry this person and come here. I got forced to do this.
Right.
That would eat away at you more.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you meet, you say, do I want to do this or do I not? You both have to sign off and then it happens.
So
to me, I just don't like the shame that's attached to it. I feel like that is a cultural shame that we can let go of.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think sometimes I've had the view that it's almost like there's a gun to your head. Do you know what I mean?
What, for like, arranged marriage?
Yeah, like you must do it with this person.
I'm sure that's happened, but as far as I know, everybody, and when my parents tell their marriage story to other Indians their age, they're like, what the fuck?
What was that? Yeah,
that's nuts.
Yeah,
that's they can't crazy. Wrap their mind around it at all. So,
was yours arranged or?
No, I followed my wife after a comedy show, saw her from the back and chased her down.
Nice. That's similar to me, you know?
Really?
Yeah, similar
to me. It was after like a music, after a concert. And then my friend saw my wife's friend and was like, oh, who are those girls there? I said, let's go talk to him. And I saw my wife. I was like, oh, I'll go talk to her. And then bang, just like
there
that.
There you go.
That's old fire. School.
Yeah.
None of this swiping shit.
You got game?
No.
Nah.
Oh, geez up, dude.
Met mine in a lift.
Oh, fire.
That's in what Miami. You call it. Elevator, yeah. Lift, escalator.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Lift. Escalator.
Dude, that's quick. That's impressive.
Yeah, oi.
A real elevator pitch.
Yeah, literally. Literally.
Never thought of that. What did you say again?
Not into her directly, because I've recognized her friend. So we was all staying in the same hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's where we met.
Mm. Right, okay, okay.
Yeah, that was the meeting point.
Yeah, followed her from there. Mm-hmm.
So what, you saw your future wife and you were like, oh, I need to keep talking.
Yeah, 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 just yeah, to make to, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to get close. I need to stay close to you. Yeah, yeah.
I got to pretend to be interested in you. I'm interested in you.
Where are you from?
Do you know what I saw the other day? Apparently, it's illegal to cheat in New York.
Hmm?
Mm-mm. So there was like it's a crime since 1907.
You hear that? Mm. Wife? I'll prosecute. Don't think I'll work. I'm litigious.
Yeah. 12 people have been sentenced since this law was passed.
Oh, you're going to have people.
Up to 3 months in jail.
That's fire, dude.
Yeah, but apparently they're trying to get rid of it.
They're trying to
axe
it.
Yeah. That's soft. Trying to stop it. That's soft. I love that. I love that law.
I was like, this law is kind of mad, but... Fuck it, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah, dog. Like,
fuck it.
I got
don't
cheated.
Cheat,
I'm
bro.
Calling the cops, dog. What the fuck you think?
Imagine being that heartbroken. Now I'm calling the fucking cops.
I'm calling the police.
You're heartbroken.
I'm with her right now.
Yeah.
His dick's still in her, bro. Like, come quick, bro.
Yeah, come before he comes.
Yeah, yeah.
Before he comes.
Nah, that's ridiculous. Oh, my God. Cops on cheaters. Nah. Nah, they need to make a cop show about that.
A cop show about cheaters. Yeah. Well, they had cheaters. They just didn't have no police.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
Yeah. Crazy.
Cheaters was sick.
Sick, dude. Oh, I love that. I love that.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
I liked. What was the other one that they used to...
Hello, doctor.